This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Todd Schleckaway, the executive director of NATE. Todd, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having us, Donnie. We appreciate it.
So it's almost February, and that means we've got to be getting close to NATE Unite, your annual event. Is that right?
Yeah, we're very excited. NATE Unite 2020, Donnie, will be the association's 25th anniversary trade show. And so we, as an association, will be celebrating our 25th anniversary. And it will take place February 17th through the 20th in Raleigh, North Carolina. We are very excited as an organization to host our trade show in the state of North Carolina, which will mark the first time we've ever done that. And in the case of the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle, it's really a kind of a mecca for our industry. There's a lot of vertical real estate companies, a lot of engineering companies in the industry are based there, and a lot of talent comes out of that region that are ultimately working in our industry. So we're extremely excited about hosting it in Raleigh.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, wow, 25 years, a lot has changed in that time. And, you know, I know a lot of people think of NATE as, hey, that's a tower show and that sort of thing. But you guys are, and your member organizations and companies, they're doing a lot more than just traditional 700-foot TV towers, right?
Absolutely, Donnie. And I think attendees of NATE Unite 2020 will notice that one of the themes will be the evolving nature of the industry. You know, we have members doing, you know, the small cell deployments and right-of-ways and on downtown architecture and streetlights. We have members doing in building wireless systems in airports, stadiums, shopping malls around the country. And so it's a very diverse membership that continues to evolve. And some of the sessions you'll see at our show are related to the 5G deployment cycle, smart cities, you know, how our members are playing a role in developing the infrastructure and technology to make smart cities a reality around the country. And drones is another area that NATE is very involved with, and you'll see, you know, some activity at our conference related to the prominent role that UAS technology is and will continue to play in the wireless infrastructure industry. So those are just some sessions and committee meetings that attendees will see at our show that really speak to the evolving nature of the industry.
So when you mention drones, is it mostly from a standpoint of being able to put a drone up to help monitor areas that frankly may be at times dangerous for a human being to go climb up in certain conditions?
Yeah, I mean, what we've seen at NATE, Donnie, the use cases for commercial drones in our industry continue to evolve. Initially, NATE got into the space because we saw the safety and efficiency benefits associated with using them, you know, and not only for traditional inspection and closeout photos and videos, but now you're seeing use cases for example, environmental species. You know, if there's nesting on the towers, you can't work on a tower if there's nesting. And so that's a use case we're seeing quite frequently. There's a lot of scenarios in the aftermath of natural disasters, like some of the hurricanes and flooding events our country has experienced, where you can't get a truck to the site, but guess what you can do? You can survey it through use of a commercial UAS. And then more recently, what you're seeing is the data collection capabilities of these drones are incredible. And you're seeing artificial intelligence and having the ability to collect data from the tower. And so it's really an interesting area and one that NATE really embraces. you know, using commercial UAS to maximize, you know, work in our industry.
Okay. All right. And you know, with all of these 5G sites, I mean, the number of sites that people are talking about now where, hey, we've got to have a site every, I've seen it as low as every 50 yards, depending on with some of these millimeter wave things. I've heard others, you know, hey, it's a few hundred yards. But the bottom line is you got to have a lot of sites, which to me sounds like an awful lot of work for your membership, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, I assume there's a need for more people that can do this work, and a requirement for more training, therefore.
Absolutely, Donnie. And that speaks to another theme that will be prevalent at NATE Unite 2020, and that's workforce development. There's not a week goes by where I don't hear from our member companies saying, Todd, you know, we just can't take on any more work because we can't find the technician workforce. We can't add a crew to handle that. And so, and this is coming at the early onset of what appears to be a really protracted runway on 5G deployment, Donnie. So we are heavily invested in workforce development, you know, identifying, training, future pipeline of workers into the industry. And, you know, so we have a lot of different initiatives going on that front, and we'll have some sessions related to workforce development at NATE Unite. But it's not something that can be solved by waving a magic wand. But you know, we have some legislation in Congress that we're optimistic about that will move forward at some point. We have some outreach into some community colleges and technical schools that are considering certificate-based programs in our industry, and then there's many training pathways that are springing up. So, you know, over time, our hope is that we can develop a next generation of worker and speak to the career opportunities available, Donnie. It's not just becoming a technician and that's your career. We've received and witnessed firsthand countless examples of a technician becoming a foreman, becoming a project manager, a construction manager, and sometimes becoming the president or CEO of their contractor company. That's happened with NATE member companies. So we need to do a better job, and we're getting headed down this road of talking about a career progression where this can truly be a career. And so we're working on some marketing materials and some outreach into the high schools. But again, it's a daunting challenge, and it's one that industry collectively needs to coalesce around, because, you know, it's going to take a lot of investment to do this. But it's certainly one of NATE's top priorities, and we are committed to helping solve some of the workforce issues the industry is experiencing.
All right. Very cool. That's still more cool content at the show. And speaking of which, I noticed you guys are going to have FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, the only FCC commissioner I know that climbs towers, is going to be speaking.
Yeah, Commissioner Carr is going to have an active presence at our trade show. He genuinely really enjoys visiting with, you know, technician workers and small business owners about our industry. And so we're excited to host him. It sounds like there's a series of meetings he'll have in conjunction with NATE Unite 2020, and he'll also be addressing our attendees. He has, in his role as FCC commissioner, as has FCC chairman Ajit Pai, they've really used their platform to provide a spotlight on the technician workforce, the important contributions they make to our industry, to connectivity, to the economy. And so we've really appreciated them using their respective pulpits to talk about our industry and NATE members and the work they do on a daily basis. They've really been great partners for us.
All right. Okay. Any other cool keynotes?
Yeah, we're excited. Kyle Petty, Donnie, is from the first family of racing. And of course, the fact that we are hosting the show in the state of North Carolina, which is NASCAR country, we're excited. We think Kyle's message will resonate with our attendees. He's a dynamic keynote speaker. So he will be delivering the keynote speech at the Tuesday luncheon that will be held in conjunction with Nate Unite. We're excited to hear from him.
Oh, that sounds really cool. And yeah, I bet that's going to be great. And then, any other events that you guys are going to be having? You all usually have some stuff to that both gives people a chance to have some fun and meet some new people.
I will mention several events, Donnie. We have a Women of Nate program that has really done a great job providing mentorship opportunities and hosting events to talk about the role of women leaders in our industry. And we're seeing more and more women technicians at Nate member companies. We're seeing more and more women small business owners. And so the Women of Nate are hosting several educational sessions at our show, but they're also hosting what's become a mainstay at our conference, and that's the Women of Nate 5K run and walk. That each year grows in numbers. It's become a very popular event, and that'll take place on Tuesday morning, February 18th at our show, the Women of Nate 5K run and walk. And then one other event I will mention is the Tower Family Foundation hosts a golf invitational on Thursday of our show. So that will take place on Thursday, February 20th. That'll be at the North Carolina State University golf course, Lonnie Pool Golf Course. And the proceeds from that golf event raise funds for the Tower Family Foundation, which, as you know, Donnie, from previous coverage of that nonprofit, has really done a great job providing financial assistance to workers and their families in the aftermath of emergencies that occur in the industry or accidents or fatalities. So we're excited about hosting this golf event for the third year. And it keeps getting bigger and better as well.
All right. Well, yeah, I love what the Tower Family Foundation does. And are you all going to have any other networking events?
Yeah, we're excited. We have three receptions will be held in conjunction with Nate Unite 2020. We'll have a welcome reception on Monday evening, February 17th at 6 o'clock. Then we'll have a Tuesday night Nate networking reception at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday, February 19th, we move our reception in the exhibit hall, and that's always popular. Our exhibitors appreciate bringing the crowd in there. And so, yeah, there's plenty of networking opportunities, and it's one of the highlights of the show is that Nate does very well as we bring folks together and give them an opportunity to network, throughout the conference.
All right. Wow. Well, it sounds like a great event that's happening at a very important time for the industry. Todd, congratulations and good luck with Nate Unite 2020. And thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Donnie. Nate continues to appreciate our partnership with Urgent Communications and look forward to seeing you at IWCE in Las Vegas later this spring.
Thanks a bunch.
Take care.